Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Happiness is a field of grain, turning its face to the falling rain. I see it in the sunshine, breathe it in the air. Happiness, happiness everywhere. A wise old man told me one time, happiness is a frame of mind. When you go to measuring a man's success, don't count money, count happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. I got more than my share of happiness.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Raising the Vibration with myself, John Sabin, spiritual medium. You can get me on all the W's, spiritualmedium.org.uk. My email is John, J-O-N, at spiritualmedium.org.uk. Don't forget, from there, you can get me on the website through Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So I hope you guys are having an awesome week. I'm actually, as most of you know, I'm sat down in Glastonbury at the moment. Literally, I've got an amazing view, spending the weekend down here doing a course. I'll tell you a little bit about that in a short while. So I have got Wi-Fi service here, but it's not absolutely fantastic. So I'm hoping it doesn't cut out. I can't get on the chat room tonight for some reason. It's not going to let me. Yeah, down here in Glastonbury, having an awesome time, loving the energies. I'm sat here, underneath a beautiful tree, looking over a beautiful green field and the hills in the background. It's almost like the dew that you can see that's in the background coming down over the hills. It's absolutely beautiful. I did have my shoes and socks off a minute ago, and putting them in the grass, and it's just a wonderful feeling to be out in nature and just chilling out. It's awesome. So hopefully, like I say, I haven't got very good service here. We did try to do the show from the tour, but unfortunately, due to 4G network and everything else, just wasn't quite going right for some reason. So we've had to come back down to the campsite where I'm staying at to do it. So yes, it's absolutely fantastic. So I hope you've had a great week. The weather's been beautiful over here in the UK over the weekend. It's been absolutely awesome. don't forget, we're here raising the vibration, and we do it with love. We're dedicated to spreading the knowledge and the love of spirit, you know, to help where we can. We are going to take some calls tonight. I know we've got a few people on the switchboard at the minute. I'm just going to scroll down and see if my chat's loaded yet. It still hasn't loaded yet, so we'll do the best we can with that. I might have a walk back up a little bit and see if I can get a bit better reception on the Wi-Fi. So this weekend, Glastonbury, doing a Healing for the Soul's Journey course, which came about a while ago. I was going to do, I had a look at doing it over in Spain with a wonderful lady called Colleen Tucker, who does the Angelic Reiki. She's part of the Angelic Reiki Association. Obviously because it was her, I knew it would just be an awesome course to do. And with the way that most people know about my mother and the way that she is, with all her ailments and everything else that's going on with her, and there's nothing they can do with her, so I thought it'd be great for her and obviously for people in the future as well. So I got down here on Friday, set up camp in this beautiful place called Old Oaks, which is in Wick. It's literally just outside, it's at the back of the tour. You will hear a car going past in a minute. there it goes. And it's an adult-only place, it's lovely. It's so quiet. I mean, you can, if I'll be quiet just for a minute, you might hear the birds in the background and the odd sheep here and there. If anybody's ever been to Glastonbury and this area, you'll know what it's like. And the energies down here are just absolutely amazing. You can feel it before you even get to Glastonbury itself. Once you're coming through the street, it's like it hits you. It's almost like a wall that hits you. And you just feel it in your solar plexus, that the energy changes. It becomes so much more lighter than sort of around my area or any other area that I know. And it's absolutely amazing. So I got down here on the Friday, set up camp. And it was a lovely hot afternoon. It was very, very warm, setting up a tent on your own. And I chilled out for the evening. When I say chilled out, the elementals and the spirit that were around decided to come and say hello, as they do at that time of night when you're just popping off to sleep. So I had to be very polite and ask them to come back during the day. So then the Saturday I got up, went over to the Goddess House in Glastonbury to meet Colleen, because I haven't met her yet. I've spoke to her on Facebook and on email and so on. I haven't actually met her. And I got there nice and early, as I always do, half an hour beforehand. Went in, sat down, and there was three of us on the course. There was myself, Colleen, obviously, who was running it, her partner Glenn, Mary and Cherie. Now, the strangest thing happened. You know, you have that deja vu thing go on. I was sat in that place before with Cherie, Mary, Glenn and Colleen. It was so familiar. It was unbelievable. I mean, I've had deja vus and stuff before, but this was just something completely different. Completely different. It's really hard to explain because I knew them all. And even what Glenn was wearing on the first day, with his blue jeans and his red top and his braces that he had on as well. Okay, so hopefully we're back on now. For some reason, we got cut off. Here we go. Should be back on. And live now. I'm going to move a little bit closer actually to the Wi-Fi area, just so it doesn't happen again. Give me just a second. So I was talking about synchronicities and the deja vu experience that I was sort of getting, and even just sat there was just absolutely amazing, absolutely wonderful. So I'm just going to find this bench. It's under another tree. Hi there, how you doing? All right. Just people taking their dogs for a walk. That's funny, isn't it? Oh dear. So we should have full service around here. You could probably hear the birds better, to be honest. So yeah, so it was absolutely awesome that I'd got these synchronicities going on. And I just, like I said, I'd been there and I knew all these people. It was just really weird in a way, but not, you know, knowing what we do and stuff like that. It was really cool. And it was an absolutely amazing course. If anybody gets a chance to do it, it's well worth doing. It's very much a shamanic thing. Which is great, because obviously what I'm doing at the minute with different shamanic type things, it worked absolutely perfect. But for me, was I didn't even know that's what I was going to do. I just thought it was the healing for the soul's journey, and that would be a great thing to help my mum and other people, you know. So yeah, there are quite a few things that we did within that, with creating the space and so on, and working with the four elements. And it's quite interesting to learn the different aspects that people go through before they pass over, which was absolutely unbelievable. And some of the stuff that I've already seen as well, I can relate with, was absolutely amazing. But some of it lasts, you know, for over 10 years before, you know, the person's passing and their soul is ready to go. Some of the symptoms that you can have, like I say, yeah, for over 10 years, which is a long time for the soul to be getting itself ready. So that's absolutely awesome. And some of the stuff that we did, the life reviews, obviously we paired off and did things. We did all the chakras and getting all the things out of the chakras. We did a little bit of almost like psychic surgery on each other. Do apologise for everything that's going on tonight. I seem to have full service, but for some reason, it does decide to click itself off. So hopefully we're back on again now. I'm going to start taking some calls in a minute, because I've got some people there waiting, and hopefully it won't cut off again, which is a bit of a shame. I tried it last night, and everything seemed okay, but we'll just go with the flow, Russia. I will go with the flow. So anyway, quickly going on about the rest of the course, it was absolutely amazing. We even did a scenario where we were dying, and we got ourselves on the bed. This was so deep, it was unreal. We got ourselves on the bed and we sort of pretended that we were dying, and we had three people around us that... How can I put it? Three people around us that we wanted, like my daughter, my friend, and you know, my girlfriend, stroke wife, whoever we all decided. And they sort of got into the role of being that person as well after we gave them a bit of information of who they are and what they're like and so on and so on. And it was like we were literally just about to pass, and we had to sort of say our goodbyes and our last sort of words. Oh my goodness me, the poor lady Mary, who was pretending to be my daughter, tears were going, I couldn't talk, I was laughing, and it's a really strange thing to do, but it's, in a way, we got so into it, to the point that we could actually, putting ourselves in that position, you know, was just, it felt unnatural. But it also was really, really cool in the same point. But yeah, it's a tough one to explain until you do it. And then obviously we swapped over, and being that person, like the son or the daughter of the person that's passing, and comforting them and giving them some last words was pretty mind blowing. It, to be fair, it has stuck with me since the afternoon. What a great thing to do, an absolutely great thing to do. Anyway, so we're going to try and go over to the calls now, and see if we can say hello to somebody. Okay. Hello.
Hello there. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, I can just about hear you. Let me just put my... Very well, thank you. I'm just going to put my other headphone in so I can hear you properly. What's your name?
My name is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. How can we help you today?
So I've never actually called into your show. So do you just do mediumship, or do you do like future questions kind of stuff?
Oh, all kinds. It's whatever comes to you, really. We do mediumship. We work with the angels. It can be whoever wants to come through to you. If you have a question, we can do a question. It's entirely up to you, whatever you feel drawn to.
Okay. I'm curious what you see for employment. I've been unemployed for about 2 months now.
As soon as you say employment, I see keys. Keys. Now, keys to me is moving. You're not thinking of moving, are you?
Well, I probably not move, but I'd probably have to travel for work. So I'd have to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Not really.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah, it was as I say, keys. It was a bunch of keys, so that could work quite well with that. So they're obviously they're trying to say that there is one coming for you. There is one there. I don't know what it is or where it is, but I do see lots of sunshine. So are you in a really sunny state?
I'm actually in Canada, in Alberta, and I would probably either work in northern Alberta or in northern BC.
Okay. Are they quite sunny? I don't know.
Yes, actually, it's funny in the summer because it's so northern that the sun barely ever goes down.
Yeah.
So we only get dark for about 4 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's good. That keeps you alive. Brilliant. There's obviously some employment coming that you're going to have to travel to.
Okay.
I do see a lot of paperwork that comes with that as well. Okay.
Makes sense.
I've got to go off the employment sort of side just for a minute because somebody's giving me a lot of crystals that I need to give you as well. So I don't know if you've got crystals
okay.
or if not, get some crystals around the house. You'll feel drawn to them.
Because
I do have a crystal cluster in my hand of some clear quartz. And as I'm saying that, somebody's saying attract, attract, attract. So I feel that's going to attract some stuff that I want and start working with the crystals to attract things and manifest things in my life with also the law of attraction.
Yep, makes sense.
Okay. Let's see if anybody else. We've got some cards here as well. Let's see what else they're going to bring out for you. Oops. Just for me to cut those in half. Oh, okay, outdoors. So even though we're sat outdoors at the minute and there's another car that's going to go by, I've got Archangel Jophiel for you. And it says, go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature. It's a noisy car. To relieve stress and gain new creative ideas.
Perfect time
for you to get outdoors in the summer,
yep.
Especially when there's lots of sun going on.
And
they're just reminding me now to take my shoes off and put my feet in the grass and really really get connected with the earth, you know?
Yes, makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, you're breaking up a bit there.
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Trust that the job is coming. It will come at the perfect moment.
Awesome.
And get yourself some crystals. A clear quartz cluster is the one that they were showing me. Get yourself outside with nature.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's an absolute pleasure. And I'm sorry about the sound quality and stuff tonight. It's just that normally I'm at home doing it. I'm down in Glastonbury on a little bit of a jolly week. And I'm trying to use their Wi-Fi sat here with my Kindle underneath the tree. So it can be a little bit difficult. But thank you very much for calling in. It's been an absolute pleasure. And good luck with everything.
Thank you. And enjoy your trip.
Bless you. Bless you. Thanks very much. I'll speak to you soon. Okay. So, our first caller was quite successful. So we'll keep going. We've only got an hour show tonight, so it's we've got about 40 minutes left of the show. I've got to say hello to my lovely lady who goes by the name of Teresa. She's listening in on the computer. In fact, because I haven't got my chat up, she's actually sending me pictures of who's in the chat. So we've got to say hello to Teresa Louise. If anybody wants to say hello to her, that's my other half in the chat room. Spiritually happy. Good evening and welcome. We've got guests. 542 and Aloha J is in there as well. So good evening, guys. Hope you're having an awesome, awesome day. Okay, so we're going to go over to our next caller. Oh, hello.
Hey, John. It's Laura in New Jersey.
Oh, hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Can I ask you to speak up a little bit because the sound's not very good my end.
Is that better?
That's a bit better, yeah. I can hear you now. Fantastic. How can we? Oh, how's things going with you?
They're going okay. I still haven't found the house that I'm looking for. I know. So I was wondering if you're picking up anything about that.
It'll come at that perfect moment for you. Somebody is saying to me, divinely guided. So when you feel this intuition, use it. You know, I know you use it anyway, but it is going to come, and it is going to come quite strong for you. Okay. Okay. So I'm getting all sorts. I'm still getting the elementals. I'm getting fairies and stuff coming in now with this as well. So there's got to be some woodland that's very close to it, or a lot of trees in the, or a beautiful garden that's with it. Okay, they're also telling me about trust as well, so I feel I've got to trust. Patience obviously comes in there with it as well. Okay. So what happened to the other ones that you were looking at?
Well, there were two of them that I was really interested in. They both fell through. There's another house that's in the woods, and it's a log cabin. But it's really too big for me, John. I need something smaller.
I know what you... I know exactly where you're coming from. Yes. But it may be that you've manifested this house perfectly in the woods. That may be a bit big for yourself, but probably not for what you're going to do in the future.
Well, so what am I going to be doing in the future?
I don't know. Who knows?
Well, ask the elementals to tell you.
Yeah, they're never going to tell you that, are they? But, you know, we don't know what we're going to do in the future. We just take every day as it goes. Trust your intuition. Trust the feelings that you get and the signs that you get as well. And just go with the flow. Enjoy every day. Don't stress about it. Don't worry about it. It'll be what it'll be.
Yeah, the only thing is I'm working on a contract, and it's supposed to end in September. And right now I've got my approvals all in place to get the house.
Uh-huh.
And I'm worried, you know, that the time is running out for me to move forward, and then I'll have to start all over again, and that'll be another 6 or 7 months out after September. So I was hoping that they would tell you.
No, what I would suggest is sitting down with your guys and your helpers, and really connecting with them, and asking them what would best suit your if you're on your spiritual path, to suit your spiritual path, you know, with a house or a place. They may even show you one. If they show you the same one that's in the woods, then crack on. If they don't, they show you a different one, and keep looking.
Can you ask them? Can you do it?
That's your job. That's your job.
I called in for you to do a job.
Yeah, as much as I'd like to do it for you, you do have a lot of work to do yourself.
Oh, man. This is really, really frustrating me. You have no idea.
I can well imagine that it is. Just trust, have faith in your guides and your helpers and the divine plan, because it all works out for the better.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Bless you, Laura. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Poor old Laura, still going through. We send you love, friend. We send you love, and hope it's... Well, now it's all going to work out for you, exactly how it's supposed to. But it doesn't stop us from stressing and you know, getting frustrated with things. And that could be a lesson that we need to learn. It could be the lesson that for us to connect more with, our guides and our helpers. You know, and trust and trust in them, trust in the divine plan, what the divine plan has got for us. It's absolutely amazing how it works. And, you know, it's the same with absolutely everything that, we do in this, spiritual or, you know, the work, the shamanic stuff. You know, it's experiences. And it's get your own experiences. All I can say to you, I know, I've always say it, you can hear stories after stories after stories, but that's just what's happened with me, you know, and people that I know and that I've met. But in your own experiences is the be-all and end-all. We were talking about this today, about the knowing. You know, people say, oh, do you believe? You know, I don't believe, and I don't believe in that and this, that, and the other. And there's a big difference between believing and knowing, you know. With this course that we were doing, and I said, it's time to get on. Leave all that in the anger, the depression, everything else that's there. Leave that behind, you know, because you know. When people say, you know, do you believe in fairies? No, I don't. You know, do you believe in angels? No, I don't. Because I know. And that's a huge difference. Get your experiences so you can know too. If you want, we'll ask for a choice. Of course we do. But if you have that option to go and get your name, and when it comes, it is the most beautiful thing that you can experience. And it opens so many doors to help other people with love. So yes, experience. We're going to go to. I'm going to get my glasses on tonight. I can see these numbers. So we've got area code 252-347-780-951. So let's go to 252. Hello, area 252.
Hi, my name is Sylvia.
Hello, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm fine. Can I just have a general reading, whatever you pick up on?
Yes, of course you can. Of course you can. Okay. Oh. Okay. So the phone was beeping in the background then as well. Right, Sylvia. Oh, Sylvia, I've got a lot of light around you and around your head area at the minute. I've got a lot of colours coming in there as well for you. You've got a very busy brain going on at the minute.
Yes, it's always on. Yeah.
I've got some self-doubt that's coming in there as well, they're telling me.
Yeah.
So is it... It's almost like I'm stuck in a rut. I want to move. But because I've got this doubt, this lack of confidence, it's stopping me from progressing a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
And I just feel like I was being shown to get near some water, to put my feet in some water, and it's almost like I've got to wash away these doubts and wash away this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how can I explain? Because I'm walking, you know when you walk in water, it makes those little waves ahead of you?
Yeah.
The ripples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That's what it feels like I've got to do. I've got to sort of trudge a little bit to make the ripples that are going to go ahead of me, which are going to plan things which are going to make the change for future things come, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a card for you here as well. Ah, here we go. So this works well with what we're seeing. This is the chakra clearing. Call upon me, Archangel Metatron, and open your chakras using geometric shapes. So I want you to do a little bit of chakra clearing. If you haven't done it before, go onto my website. You'll find in the use page some meditations. Which we're just links to YouTube, and there's some good chakra clearing ones that are on there as well. I should be doing some of my own this week. Well, I should put up when I get back. that'll be really good for you as well. Have a go. It's almost like I feel I need to clear myself and get brighten myself up and get myself centered, ready for this trudging through the water to make those pulls for what's coming up.
Okay.
Okay. You got somebody's birthday coming up soon as well.
Yes. I think today is one, and then my son's birthday is in another week. So.
Brilliant. Because I've just been seeing a little birthday present, so that's good. Brilliant. Well, say happy birthday to your son, Forrest.
Okay.
Somebody's giving me like a timer. You know, timers that you can tip upside down, have the sand in them.
Am I saying what time it is?
It's like, you know, the sand timers. I've got a sand timer that I'm bending upside down. So just be patient. You know, everything's working out how it's supposed to. But sometimes we have to...
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm getting
impatient.
Oh,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just have to turn that sand and you know, give us a little bit of a foot forward, and it will start rolling in place. The ripples will start going out into the world.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Do some chakra clearing. Get yourself onto that. You can pick ones, which are like 10-minute ones, 25-minute ones. It'll be really good for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. God bless.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh. There we go. So, cleansing and clearing is always a big part of stuff that we can do and ourselves, you know. And it's us, and it's nurturing ourselves and looking after ourselves a little bit more, which we forget about a lot of the time. So it is good. To do a little bit of a TLC, Yeah, chakra clearing is always a good one. And clear energy around you as well. It doesn't take long, and you'll feel so much better as well, so much better. So we've got about 25 minutes left to go of the show. We've got a few more callers to get in. I was going to try and do the show on Wednesday from Woods, but obviously that's not going to happen because we can't, you know, the mobile technology is not allowing us to do that. So we're back again on Sunday when I'll be back at home with a proper full connection. Okay, so we're going to go. So I do apologise for the sound because I hear it's a bit crackly, but I do have full reception on the Wi-Fi. Let's go over to Area 347.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm doing fine, John. My name is Angela.
Hello, Angela. How can we help today?
Well, I feel like by God, you kind of like already kind of answered it, but I kind of wanted like more of a concrete answer because you kind of basically told me. Well, you told other people, but I took it like as if you were talking to me too. But I was calling about a job opportunity. I prayed to my angel guys. Like, I think I got the job, but I just wanted to hear yes, so I'm annoying. But there's a certain job. It's called G-Star. It's in Brooklyn. I'm in New York. And while I work on my own business, I want to work there. So I dropped off my resume, and I've been praying on it and doing mantras and stuff like that. And so I just wanted to see if you see me with the job or them calling me and, yeah, et cetera.
Okay. Let me just try and get in because I'm hoping for better reception here. Your job, right? You just have a seat. So I have this lovely lady that's standing in front of me at the moment, and she's giving me the number two, okay, the number two. Is that the second one? She she's given me the number two. So it's either the second one or there's two of them, okay? So it's either wait for the second one or there's two of them that are available. Okay.
Well, I didn't do, they're both kind of like not right away, but the other job, I don't know if she's talking about the juice. That's why I'm asking you, because it was like a juicing bar that I want to work at and a clothing store. But I would rather work at the clothing store, but both of them are equal with the opportunities that I want. Like, I just like that the clothing store is kind of a little bit more laid back and I could still do my thing. Either way, I could do my thing with either one. I just wanted to see if I was going to get one versus the other. Because it's like there's no really, I don't know which one is second because I tried for both of them. So I don't know which one is the second one.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if that makes sense, but they all came about around the same time. So I can't like think what's the first or what's the second. Because it was one that I was supposed to get and he was just like, he told me, like, yeah, get your food handler's license, and then I did it, and then he's like, oh, we're opening a new location in Brooklyn, and I will call you, and he never called me back, but I guess he will call me, but it hasn't opened yet. And then there's one that is open in Brooklyn also, and I went over there, like, on Monday with my resume, and he looked at me, he spoke to me, and I kind of got the vibe that I was going to get that job. And also I knew somebody that knew him that went and affirmed it for me, like went over to the shop and spoke to him. And when I asked him what he said today, he said that he said he'll handle it, like the guy that was supposed to give me the job. Now, I'm not really sure what that means, but I don't know if it's just because I'm not hearing from nobody. I'm just anxious to know. But, yeah, I don't mind working at either one, but I want to know, what do you see?
I do feel, when you were talking about the juice bar and the clothing, it's almost like I felt I should do what makes me feel happy. But I do feel a strong pull more to the clothing side of things because we'll have extra benefits for you as well. And
yes,
I feel that
like
that's
people
need at the
that,
time.
Like the guy that
I
owns...
do feel that the people. Sorry?
I'm sorry. The people that own both of them are in the industry that I ultimately want to be in. Like, you know, like Pharrell has shares in G-Star, so I'll get more opportunities and I'll meet more people that I need to meet for my music situation.
Yeah,
yeah. And then it's like, then like the juice bar is kind of like that too because it's owned by a rapper, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I do feel that that's going to be the one for you and the way to move forward with that one, definitely. She's not saying... Let's see if she's going to say anything else for us. Okay, she pretty much said, you've hit the nail on the head.
She said I hit the nail on the head.
Which is really interesting. Let's have a look and see what card she wants to bring for you as well.
Okay, thank you. I'm
going to
be quiet so I can listen.
All right, okay. So the card that she's got for you is give your cares and...
Hello? Can't hear you. Oh, man. No. Okay, I guess I have to wait. John?
Okay, hello.
All right, you're back.
Hello, sorry about that. It's,
you're
I've
fine.
Got this terrible connection on tonight. It's really, really bad. Okay, so yeah, that's the way that I would want to move forward with that. Okay. And a little bit of angel therapy. Give your cares and your worries to the angels. And this beautiful lady that's here as well, that's very, very close here. What have I got to give you pink shoes?
You said somebody has to give me pink shoes?
Do you know why I've got to give you pink shoes?
No, I have no idea about the pink shoes. Are they sparkly or are they just pink?
Oh, is she gone now? Hello?
Yes. I don't know anything about the shoes, but I'm here with you.
Okay, I don't know whether she's gone. Oh.
Who's there? Who is that? I wonder who that could be. She's mysterious. Hello?
Oh, his poor connection.
Are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm right here with you.
Oh.
It's okay.
Oh. Okay. So yeah, she was telling me pink shoes. What's pink shoes?
I have no correlation with pink shoes, but I do have pink. Oh, I have pink shoes. I have pink sneakers that I go to the gym with. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
There we go then. That's fine. That's cool. As long as you know where it is, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at them
right
now.
So she was just having a bit of a laugh. Oh, brilliant, brilliant. So yeah, trust in the feelings that you get. I would gear more to the clothing side of things, definitely, definitely.
Do you think they're gonna call me anytime soon, like within this week, or like, because I'm gonna chill. Like I just wanna know so I can stop being such a cancer.
Yeah. I haven't got a clue.
Okay. That's okay.
It's just be patient with that one. Okay.
Just be patient. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
You too.
Okay. So we're having major, major problems with the Wi-Fi that's going on. The horrible thing is, I tried it last night and it was absolutely fine. But yeah, sod's law that we're getting loads of trouble this evening. So I'm going to try and get in a couple of more calls if I can. If I do get cut off, just bear with me, guys. We've got Pugmama in the chat room. So hello to Pugmama. Good evening to you. I do apologise, everybody, for the sound quality. It's just one of those things. Thought we got it sorted last night, but unfortunately not. So let's crack on with that. So we'll try and get. I've got 15 minutes left. I'll try and get everybody in if I can. Hello.
Hey John, how's it going?
Oh, hello. Sorry, I didn't get your name there.
Jay calling from Canada.
Oh, Jay. Hello, Jay. How are you? All right?
Good.
Good, good. I do apologize for the sound and everything tonight. It's just an absolute nightmare. How can we help you, my friend?
Hey, I just wondered what the angel's saying regarding the progress I'm making with my 7-month intensive. I got one more month to go after this.
Sorry, your 7-month what?
Yoga intensive.
Oh, sorry, I missed all that then. I couldn't hear you.
7-month yoga intensive.
Oh, yoga intensive. Sorry. Okay, yoga intensive. 7 months. Okay. So is this a training that you're looking to do, I feel? I feel this is going to progress in a big way for you.
Yes.
Would that be along the right lines?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I still have a lot of people sat in front of me. But they're at the moment, they're a bit of a distance in front of me, so there's a fair bit of time before that happens. But they're definitely there in front of me, which is really quite cool. It's almost like, okay, because I'm being shown that I've got a lot of sweat, blood and tears gone into this, so I need to do the work, Yeah, I've got to do the work before it happens. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's almost like because I've got the love and the passion for this, that's because that's what I'm putting into it and that's what it's going to be.
Yes, it's been a while, so I've logged a lot of hours into this one, so this one's going to be a real game changer for me.
Okay. So, yeah, absolutely perfect then. So keep on the route that you're doing, you know, keep it going. If you put 120% in it, you're going to get 150% out of it.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Let's see what card we've got for you tonight as well.
Thanks.
Oh, we've got some Archangel Gabriel in here tonight, and I've got creative writing for you. So it's make time to write down your thoughts in a journal or pen an article or a book. So there's a lot of creativity within you, within this yoga that you're doing. You're getting sort of quite profound stuff coming through as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's opened up a lot of doors for myself.
Keep writing these, get yourself a little pad and keep writing these things down because these are really going to work for you. There's somebody else that's working with you, and it's almost like an ascended master that's working with you and giving you lots of juicy stuff. And as I say that, somebody's talking about the future as well, so it's obviously going to help you progress and move forward spiritually, as well as your humanity as well. I don't know who it is. They're not saying who it is. But I've just got this. It's almost like I'm wearing a crown with lots and lots of jewels and stuff on it. So it must be somebody quite high up anyway that's working with you. Okay.
Great. Great message. I think I'll go to some yoga this afternoon actually. Be an awesome experience. And I think John left the building again and he's coming back, I think. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Dead air. I'm here. In the queue.
Okay. Are you still there, my friend?
I'm here again.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to leave it there because of the problems that we're having. But I'll be back on Sunday if you want to give a call back in then and we can go through it a little bit more with you.
Okay. When Sunday? Next Sunday?
Sunday night, 9:30.
Okay.
Okay.
Today or tomorrow or next week?
Next week, yeah, sorry. next week, I'll be back home. I'm just away at the minute, and that's why we're having all these problems. I'm trying to use a Wi-Fi that I'm not familiar with.
Okay,
not a very good signal out here at all. All right, but thanks for calling in. All right, speak to you later.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, bye. Guys, so I really do apologise for everything that's going on. So I just keep cutting off. I'm going to try and get one more caller in if I can. 951. Okay, see how we get on.
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling in from California.
Ah, Nathaniel, how are you, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Very good. Well, I was good till I started tonight with this Wi-Fi.
Right.
It's driving me mad.
The Wi-Fi nightmare.
Oh, just a bit. It's a campsite, and we're just on the back of the tour. And I've got full service, and everything was great last night as we were doing it, apart from when I was walking about. And tonight, it's just been a complete disaster. I did ask Spirit earlier, and they said, it's going to be one of those. And I was like, oh, well, okay. So if I do cut off, I do apologise, mate. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, no problem. Just a general message. Anything the medium, any message from my parents or anything, or anybody that's family, anybody
okay.
wants to come through.
Yeah, I do have this guy that comes in. He's quite old. He's standing about 5'6" to 7" in height. He's of a slim to medium build. Didn't have a lot of hair on the top. Had some round the sides, but it was quite It wasn't long, but it was sort of he could comb it, if you know what I mean, round the sides and the back. He's giving me. He's got a lovely energy around him. It's almost like an old energy that he's given me. Okay, an old energy. He's talking about digging my heels in a little bit, so I feel like I've got to dig my heels into something. It's almost like putting my foot down.
Okay.
What am I doing now? Crikey. It's almost like you know when people have to stand up for their beliefs and stuff like that? It's almost like I've got to stand up for myself and dig my heels in. Does that make sense around you at the minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he's also talking about a bottle as well. So who's having a bit of a drink at the minute?
What at the minute? A drink?
A bottle, yeah. Who's having a little bit of a tipple now and again? Maybe a little bit too much?
Not me. I haven't been drinking, so...
Okay. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't. My brother has a friend, Ed, that drinks quite a bit.
Ah, right, okay. Maybe it's a message to pass on to him then, to slow down a little bit. Because it was almost like, it was a clear bottle with a brown substance in it, so it was almost like a whiskey or something along those lines, or a Jack Daniels or something.
Okay.
So I'll see if that's what he's drinking. If it is, then yeah, just pass the message on and tell him to slow down a little bit. Okay, let's see what else we've got coming in here. Oh, funny that. And the card I pick up is healthy lifestyle. For yourself, eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health. I've also got to give you a bunch with that as well. Have you just started doing some exercise, or is that something that you do quite often?
Yeah, I'm getting back into yoga, and I'm eating, you know, a lot better juicing, and, you know, trying to eat all kinds of healthy stuff, you know, only like... You know, natural stuff, you know, celery, nuts,
yeah.
Things that, you know, kind of are natural.
Brilliant. Perfect. So keep on that path. That's exactly why we brought that card out, just to let you know that you are on the right path with that, because I feel like it's like a renewed power, as somebody is saying, a renewed power, a renewed energy with you. There's something to do with the balance with the yoga, everything else as well, that's all working combined, that's working well, and it's almost like you found that combination that works now, and you're feeling better body, mind and soul with that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, omitted like stuff like potato chips and stuff like that, you know, cookies or, you know, crackers, you know, they're kind of not natural, you know, they better have some nuts or something, you know. And then I'm getting breads that are really healthy breads, you know, with nuts and seeds and grains in it.
Fantastic. So, yeah, he's got a lovely energy around this guy. He's quite jovial as well. He likes to have a bit of a laugh. And he's talking about being poked in the back, as spirit poked you in the back recently.
Out and about, yeah. I actually went for a job interview. I rented a car, so I went over the hill. On the other side of the mountain.
Okay.
But I don't know if I might be getting that job that I applied for there as well. I don't know. I'm kind of waiting on that.
Fantastic.
So I'm kind of getting ready to give away some more stuff to the Goodwill.
Brilliant. Yeah, fantastic. We'll send them love and send them thanks, you know, for everything that they're helping you with. But that's great news, mate. I'm glad to hear that you're on the up and it's all working for you.
Hey, well, super. Well, thanks a lot, John.
It was a pleasure, my friend. Absolute pleasure. Keep in touch. Like I say, we're back again next Sunday with a proper connection.
Okay, Phil. Hey, thanks again for all your efforts.
All right, friend. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, literally 3 minutes. See if we can get our last caller in. 415. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. Again, I do apologise for the sound quality that's going on this evening.
It's getting better.
If you do, it's getting better. That's good. It's getting better towards the end of the show. That's just the way it happens, isn't it? How can we help you?
Anything from the angels? I've been asking for signs about a new career area. I'm not clear on specifics. I'm just kind of general things I want to move into, but anything about how to gain clarity on a new area?
Oh, yeah. Why do I get the feeling that you've had something already? It's like, because when you were saying signs, they were saying, well, notice the signs then. Notice the ones that we're giving you. So there must have been... sorry?
Oh, I said, like what?
Oh. I'm just asking them, give me one of the signs that they're possibly giving you. And it's just the signs. I do feel that when we spoke to somebody earlier about connecting with my guys and my family a little bit closer and talking to them about this about the situation and manifesting things, and that's what I feel that I need to do with yourself, because it's like the signs are there, but it's almost like they're not going to be like slapped in the face, if you know what I mean. As much as we'd like them to be right in front of us, a massive billboard saying do this, do that.
Right. It's
not going to happen that way. Okay. And it's almost like I've got to have clear, crystal clear intentions. I've just pulled the card for you, and it's Archangel Michael, and it says be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel I need to do. It's almost like doing the manifesting myself for what I want. But if you're a little bit unsure at the minute on which way you want to go, you're sending that message out to the universe that you're unsure, you know?
But I don't know.
And that's
I really
trouble.
Don't know. So I don't. There's no way to get clear then.
Okay. Go in with your guides, go in with your angels, and ask them... for a bit more clarity with yourself, and it sounds like something else that you've got to deal with yourself before this clarity comes out.
Like what? I don't know how to get clarity.
I don't know. Like what? It could be something that you've got to release or forgive or get rid of or finish before that door opens. And that clarity comes in. And if you don't know what you want to do, then how does the universe know what you want to do? Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm asking for the sign for.
Yeah,
I think you can ask for clarity. You don't. Everybody doesn't know everything. That's what the whole point is of asking.
No, that's right. But it's good to have a certain direction or an idea of what you want to be. If it's like, I don't know what I want, and you're sending that out, you're sending sort of mixed messages to the universe, and the universe is going, well,
I
don't
disagree
know.
With that.
Yeah. Okay. It's each to their own. But yeah, that's the way I sort of look at things. So I would suggest... getting closer with your guides and your angels and seeing what they've got to say. Hello?
Yeah?
Hello?
I hear you.
Oh, I don't know if I've lost you now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.